The next patient is Mr. Dennis Morrow. The last name is M O R. Dennis Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W, first name Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, that is probably associated to the diabetes mellitus that has been long-standing, as well as hypertension and hyperlipidemia, period. The patient has a serum creatinine of 1.3, a BUN of 38, and estimated GFR that is 55 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. These values are similar to the prior determinations. Next slide, number two, hyperuricemia. The uric acid remains 6.1 milligrams per cent. Number three. The current laboratory workup shows a calcium that is 10. There is no evidence of hypercalcemia. The PTH is within normal range. We continue to monitor the case. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.3, very good control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is 106, the triglyceride is 129. HDL is 31, and the LDL is 49, period. The patient is advised to increase the activity and decrease the total caloric intake because the BMI is 33. Following number, coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Torres. The patient has a history of one stent that was placed several years ago, period. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. The following number, the patient has a history of hypomagnesemia that is associated to diuretics. Replacement of magnesium is given PO. Following numbers, the patient has a left adrenal incidentaloma. That is about the same since the last CT scan from May 19. Of 2021. The patient will be reevaluated here in the office in 6 months. We invested 10 minutes in the evaluation of the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.